In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I think John 3:16 might be one of those verses that everybody knows, but few understand. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. It gets quoted, and it's on signs at sporting events, right? Somebody will get a touchdown, and somebody will hold up the big glittery sign, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. You know, the season of Lent is where we focus not necessarily on, you know, life being multifaceted. We know that sin is one of those things we struggle with, and Lent is one of those where we focus on that part, but not in the way most people think we should, right? During Lent, we talk about giving up things and being, you know, penitent and doing spiritual disciplines to get closer to God and turning away from sinful ways. And it sounds good. And it looks good. But I think the key really truly is in John 3:16 and 17, right? Because the scripture continues. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. In the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, and it gets down and he created humanity, and the scripture says, let us make humanity in our image to resemble us so that they may take charge of the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the earth, and all the crawling things on earth. God created humanity in God's own image. In the divine image of God, he created them. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and master it. Take charge of the fish of the sea and the birds in the sky and everything crawling on the ground. Then God said, I now give to you all the plants on the earth that yield seeds and all of the trees whose fruit produces its seeds within it. These will be your food to all wildlife, to all the birds in the sky, and to everything crawling on the ground, to everything that breathes. I give all the green grasses for food. And that's what happened. God saw everything he had made, and it was supremely good. It was great. God created the creature in God's own image and saw that it was really, really good. He gave that creature, here's an old Bible word for you, dominion over all of creation. And again, said that it was good. And then it got sticky. And humans who were created in God's image were also created with free will and the freedom of choice. And in one instance, one person made a choice that changed everything. And so millennia later, here we are, 2020, still living as a clouded mirror. See, here's the thing. If we were created in the image of God, then what should happen is that when we look at ourselves, we are seeing a mirror image of our Creator, if things were all things being equal. But like a mirror shows what is in front of it. And so while things may not seem to be sinful, and in general conversation, things are not sinful, the problem is when you look in your mirror and what you are seeing is not the image you were created in, right? And so like I said with the kids, all those other things cloud up our mirror. And so when we look, we're not looking at what we were called and created to look at. If we were able to truly see Gosh, wouldn't things be different, right? And it would be easy to think that things were hopeless. And it would be easy to think that nothing will ever clear up the mirror and that we'll never see again the image that we're supposed to. But the thing about Lent is that we talk about one man, fully human, fully divine. God in human form, not just a human created in God's image. God in human form, taking on this body, living this life. Sin is turning away from God. In any way you do it. Anything that takes your focus away from doing what it is God has called you to do and doing it to the best of your ability with your God-given gifts, when you don't do that, that's sin. And the joy of Easter and the work of Lent and the calling of Christians is to remember and to proclaim that Jesus is God and that Jesus came to save us from our sins. And we go back to John 3, which if we take it in context, we remember that he's responding to Nicodemus, right? And he's responding to Nicodemus's question, how can I gain eternal life? How can I do this? And he says, well, you must be born again. And Nicodemus, being a literalist, says, wait a minute. I'm a full-grown adult male. You want me to re-enter my mother's womb and be born again? And this is Jesus explaining, no, you're not getting the picture. And this is why he says, and he goes into it, he says, no, you must give up the old way and you must take on the new way. And that's where we pick up this morning's gospel reading. Jesus says, very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen. Pause right there. Isn't that true? We speak about what we know and we testify to what we have seen. Yet you do not receive our testimony. You, Nicodemus, you people do not receive our testimony. You don't believe it when we talk about it. And Jesus says, if I had have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? If you do not believe what is of this earth, how are you ever going to believe what I'm going to tell you about the world to come? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away our sin. Jesus didn't come to condemn us. He didn't come in and go, oh, you sinners, you're all going to you nowhere. There's no hope for you. That's not Jesus' message. That's not the message of the scriptures. That's not the message of Lent. That's not the message of Holy Week. That's not the message of what we believe. God sent God's Son into this world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So that, what's it say next? Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The light has come into the world, and people loved darkness more rather than light because their deeds were evil. It's the second Sunday of Lent. We have four more to go. It's daylight savings time. We're all running on one less hour of sleep tonight than from last night than we normally would have. How's the rest of that post go? It's a full moon this week, and it ends with a Friday the 13th. Yeah. P.S. Wash your hands. I almost wonder if it wouldn't be such a bad thing if we, you know, if it wouldn't be so bad if we turn toward the light, right? We know we should do it. I'm not saying we don't. We know we should do it. We know we should do the right thing. We know should we bearers of light to places of darkness and proclaimers of the word and, you know, the image of God that some people, maybe the only image they see. We know this. Up here. Right here in the frontal. But do we own it in the back of our heads and do we own it in our hearts and can we make it autopilot? Or are we going to walk out the door, and I'm as guilty as the rest of us, are we going to walk out the door and go home and go back to whatever it is that takes us away from focusing on what God called us to be? I don't know. I do know that the reflection is broken. And it's not just my reflection, it's not just your reflection, it's creation's reflection. Creation's reflection is broken, and we've lost sight of who it is whose image we were created in. And until we do the work, and by we, I mean society, I mean Christendom, I mean the faithful people of every time and place, until we do the work to reclaim and try to clean up the mirror, I don't see it getting a whole lot better. And the good news is that it's really not up to us, right? Because our God, who created us in God's image, our God who loved the world so much that he gave his only son, our God who loves us regardless of all of the ways we trip and fall and fail, he gets the final word. God gets the final word. It's not about us, but that doesn't give us an out, and it doesn't prevent us from doing what it is we need to do. And it doesn't prevent us from doing the work of asking for forgiveness for our sins, corporately and personally. It doesn't forgive us from not doing what it is we need to do. Not that we can earn God's forgiveness. It's a gift freely given. But I think we sometimes get wrapped up in, well, it's broken and I can't fix it, so why bother? I'll tell you why we bother. Because God created us in God's image, and God loved us so much that he sent his son. And that love is greater than anything any of us can ever know outside of a relationship with our Savior. That love that God showed to his people and his creation outweighs any other kind of love that ever has existed. It's a love that surpasses understanding. And it's a love that we cannot earn. It's a love that we cannot do anything to get more of. It's a love that we can't do anything to make God love us less. Hold on to that. Work toward that. People loved the darkness more than the light. Why? Because they didn't understand it. And I said, well, I know the darkness. I understand the darkness. This is where I've been my whole life. Oh my gosh, if I turn toward the light, I might have to do some work. Okay, so let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do the work that needs to be done. Let's make the phone calls. Let's reach out. Let's be the people of God. Let's build community. Let's truly work on getting to know each other. We were at Presbytery yesterday. Not that, you know, I'm going to preach Presbytery, but there were some good things that came out of that about how we don't know each other, really. My colleague who was preaching yesterday, he says, well, you know, you do that greeting time and, you know, it's before church and you're greeting everybody and says, how are you? Oh, I'm okay. Okay, that's good. God help us if somebody actually answers that question. How are you? Well, I'll tell you, life's just not too good today. And you go, oh God, I was just looking for the okay answer. There's work that needs to be done. And it needs to continue being done. We are an ever-changing, ever-reforming, ever-growing people. And thank God for that. Because if we weren't growing, and we weren't learning new things, and if we weren't reimagining how it might go, I don't know what we'd be doing. And I don't know what the point of Lent would be, and I don't know what the point of Easter would be. This thing that we do every year should be something that gives you new insight every year, that you should be learning from every year, that I should be learning from every year. So let's embrace that and let's focus more on the light. Let's focus more on that love that is divine and excels all other loves and is one that we cannot ever hope to repay. Let's look for where the good is. Let's look for where the people are sitting in darkness and take the light to them and say, hey, you were created in God's image. You. Every last one of you. You were created in God's image. And guess what? That creator loves you. Deeply. You want things to change. That's how it starts. Because God did so love the world. God did so love creation. God loved his creation so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. God did not send the son into the world to condemn it, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Thanks be to God for that amazing gift. Amen.